This is Senator Al Simpson. Should citizens always have certain basic rights when the federal government wants to take control of their private property? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Constitution clearly states that no American shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process. And in the case of property, they thus deserve fair compensation. All the same, the federal government often places real restrictions on the use of someone's private land without giving any compensation. Whether these limits on the use of property are to enforce environmental laws or grant public access, too often the landowner gets no say. Ted, the right to own property is fundamental to all free nations. So why do you and other Democrats scrap so hard against an amendment by our fine colleague Senator Steve Sims to ensure the rights of landowners? The feds have to own up to their actions. You apparently don't.
Not so fast, Al. That issue is headed for the Supreme Court, and it's likely to become a watershed decision on the right balance between government power and private property. The Fifth Amendment prohibits government from taking private property for public use without paying just compensation. Obviously, when government acquires property by eminent domain, it has to pay full and fair market value because the owner loses the property. But in the cases you're talking about, Al, government is merely applying reasonable restrictions on private property to protect the public health and safety or the community's best interests. Under zoning laws, for example, owners keep their property but abide by restrictions. Developers can't pave over wetlands to build shopping malls or construct high-rise office buildings in residential communities. You right-wingers would hamstring government by demanding compensation in cases where no compensation is due. Your views are too extreme, Al. If the developers win, the people lose. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.